720 WGN. It's 4:51. Time for the newsroom temperature check, sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. They won't be comfortable until you are. AmericanWeathermakers.com. Mary's back. What's your story today, Mary?
Okay, so you know how kids have birthday parties these days, and they have to invite the whole class because, you know, you have to be nice.
I know. I get that. But when you have a kid that goes, I don't like that kid. He bullies me all the time. And you're like, oh, geez, do I really have to invite that child to his party?
I know. And yeah, I just talked to my granddaughter about this. Actually, she's going to be 7, so she's getting into that age. Well, she said, well, I invited the whole class, but one boy from another class. I'm like, uh-oh. And then her sister goes, that's her boyfriend. I'm like, oh, no, here we go. Anyway, so there was this busy mom on TikTok. She sent an invite for her daughter's first birthday party. First, take it. She accidentally selected import contacts on the invite. I guess when that happens, all of your contacts, it goes to everybody that's on your contacts.
Oh, no.
That was 487 people. So this poor girl, all of a sudden, you know,
it's going to be an expensive party.
It's going to be a banger, though.
I know. And it's a Lord of the Rings theme.
Wow.
I'm like, really?
Wow.
For a 1-year-old? It's kind of weird, but anyway, she was she went into shock, and then she was laughing. She's like, oh my gosh, what did I do? She immediately canceled the party, but they did get the invite anyway. She shared it on TikTok just to be funny, of course, and made people reach out. An Evite reached out and sent her a $250 DoorDash gift card.
Wow. Who
so
knew?
To help her, I don't know who's going to show up at this party. I mean, it was canceled, but who knows? I mean, she could still have some people. So good luck, Emily King.
Oh, that's cool. All right. What's your story, Kevin?
I have two quick ones. One's sports, one's food related, which
pretty much
sums it up for me. Which one do you want first?
Food.
Food. Okay, very exciting McDonald's news. They're
again with the McDonald's stuff?
Guys, it's breaking McDonald's news. Of course I'm going to bring you that in the temp check. They've got two new chicken sandwiches, the Bacon Cajun Ranch McCrispy.
Okay, that actually sounds good to me.
It does sound pretty good. Or the, it's very similar. It's the Bacon Cajun Ranch Deluxe McCrispy.
Oh. What, does that have a piece of lettuce on it?
It does, yes, actually. There's tomatoes and lettuce on that one.
Oh, boy.
So if you really want to go big. Okay, the other sports story. Do you guys know who Nelly Korda is?
No. Nelly, is that a man or a woman?
That is a woman. And she is on the LPGA. And she has a chance to do something that hasn't been done in about 20 years. She's won her last 4 LPGA events. 4 straight. First player to do that since 2008. A 5th would tie the all-time mark, which was 2005. Annika Sorenstam did it. And Nancy Lopez back in 1978. The first major of the LPGA season is this week. The Chevron Championship. She is currently 5 off the lead in the opening round. But some of the golfers have even referred to her as their Caitlin Clark. She's a real star on the LPGA. And, I mean, on golf, to win... To win 4 straight is pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Whether it's PGA or LPGA, that's tough. So we'll see this weekend if she can get to 5 straight wins, which would be insane.
Okay, so probably a stupid question because, you know, I don't golf. I don't follow. I follow when Tiger's playing. You know, mm-hmm. I like Rory. I like a few others.
Yeah.
Does the LPGA play at the same courses that the PGA plays?
Different courses.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
sometimes the same, but certain courses have hosted both LPGA and PGA.
And do they ever get to play the Masters course?
Well, they do a women's amateur event now at the Masters, which is before the actual Masters event. They've just recently started to do that. So
They're
invited or whatever, or play in the amateur, that's how they can get to Augusta.
Because wasn't there a moment in time where women weren't even allowed in Augusta?
for way too long.
Yeah.
This is fairly recent since they had a female member joined Augusta.
That's what I thought. I knew their history. I knew their history with people of color, and I thought it extended to women as well.
Did they get any jackets of any sort?
I think they do get a green jacket. Condoleezza Rice, I believe, was the first female member at Augusta.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. All right, what's your story, Lauren?
I was reading about this man. You'd think this is a Florida man story, but it's not. He's in the Lake Tahoe area. He was sentenced to 8 years in prison yesterday for breaking into 2 condos last summer. So he was convicted of 2 counts of residential burglary. However, he didn't break in to steal anything. This 26-year-old, in both break-ins, he entered through unlocked screen doors and went to rub women's feet before running away.
I thought you were going to say it was in the underwear drawer.
No. I mean, but what's creepier, to be honest, because the feet thing,
That's somebody that's going to be a bigger issue in the future.
Oh, for sure. But in general, and I'm sure Lisa and Mary, you could both attest to this, there are so many people that are creepy and reach on. They're like, can I get pictures of your feet? Like, I'll give you money for feet pictures. And I don't get it. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. All right. That's it. Lauren's news comes up next from the Northwestern Medicine Donnie Osmond Medicine Newsroom. I got excited. I jumped to Donnie Osmond before I finished my sentence because I'm excited because I like him. And so he joins us after 5. That's all on the way.